Is this the intro you wanted to do last
time? Hi, Dolo.
This is the intro. Wait, no,
I gotta wait. Hold up.
Hi, Dolo. Are you ready for another amazing episode of the Nerd Slice podcast?
Yes, I'm ready for the next episode.
I'm gonna give you a hug.
Yeah, I'm gripping because I know you're gonna throw him. Bad. Stop. See, he hits me. We got it once again on camera.
He's very.
When was the last time you were hugged?
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
We look at
It's you. It's me. It's us.
Season 4.
Because why not?
Welcome to Nerd Slash.
Welcome to the pod. Why would you throw them like that?
Hey guys, welcome back.
No,
to another episode of the Nerd Slice podcast. I threw the chicken off the screen and I'm getting yelled at.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Get away from Tono throwing
if
it.
If you want to know why, you can watch the Inside Out takes from Bo Burnham.
Inside Out?
Inside Out.
I don't know why I thought of like...
That's a Disney movie.
The Disney movie?
Yeah.
No,
Inside Out takes is the Bo Burnham thing.
So it's not Inside Out, the Disney movie. It's the Inside Out takes.
Nope.
It's the outtakes from the Netflix special,
yes,
Inside.
Yes.
Starring Bo Burnham.
So it's called Inside Outtakes. Mm-hmm. You got that?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I'm so proud of you.
Why do you continue to still wear mismatched socks? I called
They're
you out
not
on
mismatched.
The inter- No way. Turn them. You know what I'm about to see next.
They have some paint on them.
We did it. We bullied Tono enough that he finally got his sock life together.
I just finally got clean clothes and they put the socks together.
Now I'm going to get you socks that don't have like month-old paint on them.
They don't have month-old paint. This is like many... No, not years. Like a couple months?
Can I get you like socks? You know how there's like socks with like people's like faces on them?
Whether I accept them or not.
A banana?
Wait. Faces on them?
Yeah, there's like socks with like faces on them. Like Dalia has some socks with certain people's faces on them. I'm going to get you socks with Papito's face on it.
I'd wear them every day.
I know you would.
It'd actually be a problem because I would love them that much.
Saquitos. Like taquitos? Like the little food?
Yeah.
Like the food? Do you like taquitos?
Yeah. I mean,
I know why I'm like really, taquitos? I'm really specifying the It's like when you guys,
taquitos.
It's like pizza. Like people argue the correct way to say pizza. How do you say pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza, like with a T.
No, with a K.
Pizza?
No, not pizza.
Chikiza?
Listen, if we're doing it with a T, it's pizza.
No.
I say pizza.
Pizza.
Not pizza. Pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza. That, but pizza. No, that doesn't.
Listen, I know that the correct way to say it is pizza, but it also doesn't have a T in it. It's pronounced pizza.
Well, let's just find a different name for it. You know how like there was that book in like third grade we had to read
Frindle?
Where, like,
yep.
Let's just come up with a different name for a pizza right now.
Chikiza.
Nope, that's already taken. Actually, no, it's not. It's
no,
chizza.
It's not. You didn't
but
get
chikiza,
it right.
Which is just a chicken parm.
I just realized why they called it a chizza.
Like chicken
pizza.
Pizza, yeah. But it also sounds like it's
so
more cheese.
It was chikiza?
I also love the fact that last podcast, I have been slandered by my own team. My own Nerd Slice team, because they go, Evan, you need to stop bringing up food. Every podcast you bring up food, you bring up either, forgot the 7-Eleven hot dog flavored water.
You do.
Or you bring up this. But I am going to squash this right now, okay? How do you guys survive? Water, right? Water, water. What else do you need to survive?
Earth.
That's different.
Air.
That's fire, water, only the Avatar master of...
Yeah,
no.
That's why they're the
what
four
else do you need
elements.
To survive? What else do you need to survive? Food. So obviously I'm going to talk about food because it's literally one of the things you need to survive.
Yes.
Unless you're a plant.
But the way that you talk about it, the way that you talk about food in such an obsessed manner is a little worrying.
The way that every time you try to make your point, you put your fingers like this, like you're signaling an airplane to come land. Sorry. That came from my soul.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah. I'm okay.
Is everything okay at home?
By the way, my next thing to, everything's great at home, actually.
Are you sure?
Everything's great. We're trying to get a new couch. So if you guys like this green couch,
it's not going to be here for much
longer.
Might
not be here for much longer. Unless we get a very similar looking
couch.
Green couch.
I think we would have to, actually.
I think we should do like, you know, the Viking funerals where they like put them on a boat. They shoot a fire arrow.
Can I be on the boat?
No.
Why?
You can shoot the arrow.
Yeah, I'll shoot the arrow from the boat. Just don't shoot it onto the roof. Why would I shoot it onto a roof?
I don't know. That's what you did when we were like 9.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, there's that. So people understand the story. Nope. Because I've also been yelled at that we should not provide context. Or was it to provide context? I've lost track of
the notes. Yeah, you've lost track of everything that you're doing.
By the way, my new name for a pizza would be just pa.
Okay.
It's easy. I'm going to have a pa.
Pa.
I'm just going to have a pa.
Do you want a pepperoni pa? Called a pho?
No, that's
so you can have pa and pho?
Yeah.
Puffa.
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 Can you would you put the pizza in the pho, or would you put like get a slice of pizza and then pour?
I think so.
We're still on food.
Listen. Who cares?
How have you been?
Who cares? I've been good.
That would have been really cool if you made it. Can we just edit? Editor,
it's not in the shot, so they wouldn't be able to see it. I've been good. So small announcement. I will not be here for the next few episodes. I may be here for the next episode, but the one after that, probably not.
I thought your announcement was
I'm going on vacation. Evan's finally letting me leave the dungeon.
Yeah, I mean, I put Sophie in there, so you know, like I had to. It's like a library book. You got to like return.
What happened is that when I finally like stood up and said I don't want to edit anymore, I was allowed outside of the dungeon. So I'm going to be in Europe for 2 weeks.
In Europe.
I want to. When you die,
are you already planning my death?
Every day. When you die, I'm going to ask them to do an autopsy on your brain.
A what? Like,
autopsy.
That's not how you say it. It's pronounced atopsy.
Okay. I'm going to have them do an autopsy on your brain because before you die, so this is a little less morbid.
Yeah, cool. I want them
to do an MRI and just make you talk.
It's pronounced Mira. Continue.
An MRI, because you know those tests where they're like, they show people images and they see what part of the brain lights up.
Like the Rorschach. Oh, no, never mind. I thought you were, wait, are we thinking of the same?
No, I'm not
thinking of the ink blots.
They do an MRI and they see what part of the brain lights up for specific things.
Cool.
I want to see what part of your brain lights up when you just do random sounds.
It's the part of my brain that has been controlled, because what you don't know is I am the smartest man alive, but they had to nerf me somehow. So they said, how are we going to nerf this man that is arguably like Professor X on steroids?
Uh-huh.
We're just going to make him make little like synesthesia sounds, right? Mm-hmm. Like right now, I can do the sound of your brain every time I say something out of pocket. Ready? Why?
Yeah. Honestly, my entire life is just asking why.
I can do your brain whenever you eat a food that you don't like, which is quite often. Ready?
He brings up food again. I want there to be a counter. I'm not going to make Sophie do it. You can do it in the comments. I want there to be a counter on how many times he brings up food today after being yelled at about not bringing up food.
I want to counter every time Donald wants to make his point, and once again, he singles airplanes to come down and land. I really hope they can't land on my apartment.
I wasn't doing this, by the way.
You were doing this. I'm not blind.
I was doing this.
I'm not blind.
You are.
I'm not.
They nerfed you so much. The only thing that...
You know how I know I'm not blind? Why? Because I can see you.
Arguable. So you are in rare form today.
Thank you. I know I'm in peak physical condition. I did some push-ups today.
Okay.
Not good ones, but I did push-ups regardless.
What do bad push-ups look like?
Whatever push-ups you do.
I don't do push-ups.
Are you more of a sit-up man?
I'm more of a bench press man.
Bench press. Come on. That's such a beta answer. I meant alpha. It's alpha first. It's alpha, beta. What's C? Charlie?
Yes, alpha, delta. Beta, Charlie, delta.
I don't know what E is. Echo. It's from Jurassic World.
Okay.
The dinosaur movie.
I'm very proud of you. You're doing so good.
Thank you.
How have you been doing?
How have I been doing? Yes. All right. So here's how Evan's mental health has been doing. I had to pay my taxes, as we all do.
Did you
when you get
figure that
older.
Out?
Oh, I never told you.
No, you didn't.
So fun fact, the government made me pay them $700 in my taxes.
Officially?
What's like the second form of officially? super
figuratively
officially.
Like,
no, I'm not saying the opposite. I'm saying more important than officially.
Certainty?
With certainty. Yeah, there we go. Look at you. You did pass English, like we talked about English. The other day.
Not math, though.
Did you want to know how hard I got humbled?
No. I want you to finish talking about your damn taxes. I will in a sec,
but do you want to know how hard I got humbled? You would know this because you have an older brother, right?
Yes.
Have you ever had the, you know, you're like, I shouldn't be compared to my brother, but when I do, at least it's not too bad, right? I went to summer school. Fun fact, I went to summer school for math. Right?
No one is surprised about that.
People are surprised because they, once again, I'm the smartest man alive, but they had to nerf me in one subject, so they picked math, right? So I had to go to summer school for math, right? My height was also nerfed. You know, I went to summer school for math, and the guy's reading the roster, and he goes, Bandon. Hey, do you have a brother named Martin? I go, yeah, he's my oldest brother. He's like, he was like my best student. I go, and I'm in summer school.
Well,
but then I pass with flying colors.
I know you're here today. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Everyone, Evan has a bachelor's degree. Not in math.
I do have a bachelor's degree. Fun fact, I opted for the bachelor's degree that had no math at all.
So you had to pay $700 in your taxes, which is the most adult thing I think we've ever said.
You know what
podcast?
I could have done with $700? You know how many chizzes I could have bought? You know how many Lightning McQueen Crocs?
I'm starting it from the time I said it. That's two.
Lightning McQueen Crocs?
That's two pizza. Not two pizza.
Puzz.
Two food.
Puzz.
Two food references. You know, all your money problems originate from the fact that you went, you know what I could have done with $700? Two pizzas. How many chizzes? And then
Lightning
McQueen Crocs.
Yes. Do you not like Lightning McQueen? What's like your favorite Pixar movie? Up? It's a pretty good Pixar movie. It's a pretty good Pixar movie. Are you really a Soul guy? You were on the Soul hype train for a while.
I liked Soul. It was a good movie. Soul was a good movie. It took a few rewatches.
You're making
it
an Inside Out 2.
I know. I saw.
I don't know what movie things you're caught up. You're like weird in that regard. There are times where I'm like, they're making this movie and you're like, yeah, I know. And then other times I'm like, yeah, they're making a third. You're like, they made a second?
Yeah.
So I don't know where you're...
Because, like, at the end of the day...
They're making a Moana 2.
Why?
See? He didn't know that one.
But why?
Money.
Why do... That's fair. You know what? Like, thank you.
Moniana. They're also making a live-action Moana.
I don't know how you somehow got to a Spanish word.
My synapses are firing off. Do you want to hear what that sounds like?
No.
Here, come here. Give me your head.
I don't. Nope.
Put our heads together. Can you tell them what it sounded like?
Can I tell what your head
what
sounded like?
What the synapses in my brain firing off sounded
you
like.
You just headbutting me in the face is what it sounded like.
I thought you had a heightened like hearing, like Daredevil.
No, I'm pretty sure like 24 years of being your friend has made every single nerve ending in my brain just be fried.
So I have a random, you know how I do. You know how I do, as said by Corey in the house in the hit show Corey, not Fernie in Discord, right?
Said by a criminal.
You know how, no, Corey is not a criminal. His actor is. Separate the art from the artist, Donald. Separate the art from the artist. Woody Allen? Nope, I got this. Yeah, Woody Allen, director, weird guy, right? Good movies. You not agree? He does. He's looking at his phone because he knows that I'm right. He knows. So if you were to lose one of your senses but get another sense heightened, what would you pick?
If I was going to lose one of my senses?
Yeah, you know how like Daredevil lost his sight, but then you know like...
Touch.
I'm confused. You would lose your touch? Elaborate.
You said lose a sense but gain another one heightened, right?
Yeah, like another one.
I would lose my sense of touch but gain my sense of... Ooh, this is hard.
That's what I'm saying. Touch is kind of important because you wouldn't even know if you're holding
things. Right, but like you'd have to... So the five senses, just so that we figure them out.
Sight, sound, touch.
Hearing.
I said that. Sight.
Taste and smell.
Yeah.
Sight, sound, touch, hearing. Nope. Sight, sound, touch.
Wait, no.
Taste.
Hearing.
And smell.
There you go. You made it. I feel like you could lose your sense of smell. I feel like that's not that bad. Right?
But you can't taste anything without your sense of...
No, because...
No, those two things are actually together. Yes. I have a way to prove this to you. It's water. He's tasting water. Does it taste like freaking H2O?
Still tastes like water. Kind of wild. I would lose my
sense. Do you know the water that they've been like hyping up on like YouTube and whatever, that you put like something at the top of it?
I talked about this on the pod. Yes, that it's instead of like flavored pods, they have like flavored pods.
Where you smell
them. Where you put it. Yeah, and it like when you squeeze the bottle, it like shoots and it's supposed to trick you into thinking.
Can you do that one more time?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It tricks you into thinking that you're drinking the thing, right? Yeah.
So if this thing can make your sense of smell make you feel like you're like tasting normal water because it's normal freaking H2O, just like you tasted now. By the way, water does not taste the same.
Well, according to
certain people, we're going to finish off here. So if you have to smell something to taste something, then those two things are together. So if you lose one, you lose the other.
I don't think it's that you necessarily...
I'm losing touch and getting better hearing.
You're losing touch?
Yeah.
So every time like someone you have like
hugged, I don't get hugged anyway, so...
You're not gonna... The chicken hugged you like...
No, I hugged the chicken.
20 minutes ago. Do you want me to hug you?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I need my sense of seeing... And I need to be able to hear for my job. Like
those I agree. Are two I think things I think if we I had to pick the have. Two most important, sight and sound. In my opinion, just my opinion. If you're a person that thinks touch is the most important, no shade to you.
Okay, here's the
thing. But I think sight and sound, arguably,
we're getting into the weeds of this stupid question. If I lose my sense of smell, can I still taste things?
Yeah.
Then I lose my sense of smell, and then I gain better hearing. No, I gain better sight just so that I didn't have to hear the awful things that you keep on saying.
So I would lose my sense of smell also, right? Because think about it this way. Also,
yes.
Imagine also, if you just went to the bathroom.
Yes.
I can go in there without a problem.
Sure.
I can just be like, I don't
you
have to
could,
be like,
you could man up and
Dodo, what'd you have for lunch?
You could man up and go in there anyway.
How about you try going to the bathroom after I just went to the bathroom? Sure. And then we can have that same discussion. All right. I think the eyesight's cool, right? Yes. I do think it would be cool to have like superior hearing, just to be like, someone just parked in the parking lot, right?
Why do you have to sound like the freaking predator? Like, why do you have to make the sound?
I actually don't. That's not what the predator sounds like.
What's the thing that makes the sound? Because there is a monster that makes that sound, so it can hear.
That it can hear?
Yeah.
The ones from this John Krasinski movie, Quiet Place.
The Quiet Place.
Yeah. See?
I don't think that's a monster I was
talking
about.
They also lost their... Hey, whatever. They also can't see but use their sense of hearing. T-Rexes, bad eyesight, good ears.
You don't know that.
I do. I've watched Jurassic Park.
You are exactly what the internet loves. A fool that will believe anything they see.
No, the internet loves men with dark hair and wings.
Okay.
No,
I need to know where that came from.
Book talk. Like women love men that have slightly tan skin.
Uh-huh.
Some sort of black tattoo marking.
Okay.
With a name that ends with eel, right? Like
Ezekiel
or Azriel, which I'm pretty sure is an actual name from one of the books.
No, hey, right? Listen, Ezekiel and Azriel are both angel names.
Yeah. With dark wings and I can't really trust anyone, but I trust you complexes.
So women, so what you're saying in
women
in
this, like an F-boy.
No, because they wouldn't be able to trust anyone except for them. So what you're saying is women like dark brooding types that will only give them all of their love. And by women, I think you're specifically talking about our editor.
No, most women. Not all women.
Your because fiance.
Because it's funny because
your fiance doesn't because she chose you.
The internet is divided on two things, right? Because you have dark brooding mysterious.
And
right?
My secret girlfriend doesn't because they chose me and I am not in any, I am light eyes, brown hair.
Yeah, but like you look like Glenn Powell, so it makes sense that Sydney Sweeney, you know, picked you. Sorry, I wasn't supposed to say her name again. My bad. I'm so sorry.
I don't know the lore behind that. Was Glenn Powell like, oh, from that movie that I didn't watch?
Yeah, there's like a whole lore. SNL actually did a really funny skit about it.
Okay.
But
send me the skit. I don't want to watch the movie.
Well, I'm like sure I said, you would be very jealous if you saw your significant other.
No, I've already told you that I don't watch the movies because then
they were separating. Exactly. You should, though, because her latest movie, Immaculate, was pretty fire.
Was it Immaculate?
It was quite literally Immaculate.
You put up the ball and you did not smash it out of the park. Let me call you out.
For like a week
straight,
Dono went, yeah, we should watch Immaculata.
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 I thought it was called Immaculata. It's Immaculata.
And I went, I'm pretty sure it's just Immaculate. He goes, nah. And then we looked it up and we're like, yeah, it's just Immaculate.
Okay, so I was wrong.
You know what's Immaculate? Your sweater.
Thank you.
I like your sweater. Where'd you get it from?
Is this a sweater?
It's like a long sleeve. I feel like
it's just a long sleeve shirt.
What do we constitute as a sweater?
Where do you think I got this from?
Target.
Yes.
It's always Target.
Yeah, it's always Target.
Good fella. I got you.
It is indeed a good fella jacket.
Bro,
I am, if nothing.
Do you want to hear how the simple. Do you want to hear how the universe like coincided?
Why?
The other day. So the other day I saw our good friend RJ, right?
Was it the same day that the sun and the moon went in front of the other?
No, it was probably when Mercury was in retrograde.
Mercury's been in retrograde for God knows
how long. I don't know. What is retrograde?
I don't know. Something that
our editor is going to write here in this space between us, put what Mercury in retrograde means.
You're not going to be able to see us anymore. It's going to be like just like a paragraph.
You know the Disney meme?
It's going to be her musings on the whole like existence.
You know the Disney meme where like they always block Mike Wazowski?
Yeah.
It's going to be that. I saw our good friend RJ, right? And we were talking because like I was wearing like I got this leather jacket that I was wearing, right?
Which one? The red one you have?
No, it's actually on that chair over there.
Cool.
The one I thrifted. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking he's like, my shirt is Goodfella. And I went, my tank top's Goodfella. And he went, I also thrifted this shirt. I went, my top is also thrifted. I go, but there's no way your jeans are from Old Navy, right? And he went, my jeans are from Old Navy. So we were wearing a completely different outfit combo, but all from the same brands with the same like accessories.
So you guys are the same person?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't want to be the same as someone else. I want to be myself. I finally love myself.
I am proud of
for
you.
For today.
That is 23 just for years today. Of him trying to just be someone for today. Else. It was his brother at times. Sometimes it was me. Sometimes it was, you know, Henry Cavill, which like that's fair. But you know, if today you feel like being you, I support that.
So not the movie, right? Thank you, by the way. I appreciate that. So not the...
Where are you
going? So you know how I thought about this because while you were... You know how my brain works and my brain is braining.
We've established the fact that I have no fucking clue.
But if the brain... If my brain is braining, right? Yes. Obviously, you know, there's a spidey sense, right? You know, I'm bringing it back to the senses. I always got to, right? There's different senses, right? What would be the sixth sense? Not the movie with Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Did you ever watch that movie?
Did I ever watch The Sixth Sense as a movie?
The Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah, I have watched I've seen dead people, yes.
You know who that is? That's Sora.
Okay.
I thought you'd be a little more excited about that fun fact.
For arguably one of the worst created stories in all of video game history.
I thought you were about to say the movie. I went, the movie's pretty... It's arguably one of M. Night Shyamalan's only good movies.
Yeah, it's arguably his best movie. No, Sora for Kingdom Hearts. One of the worst video game
He's just
stories.
Mad he never beat the game. He's just mad
no,
he never
I'm
he
not.
Beat it.
I really
He's just
do
really
not
mad.
Care. I would not
He's
want
really
to
mad.
Play a game.
How's Elden Ring?
It's pretty good, actually.
Exactly. Have you beat Godfrey yet?
Yes.
Don't lie.
I have.
You don't lie on this podcast.
I'm pretty sure Godfrey is not in Elden Ring. Godfrey was
nope,
the...
Nope, it's Godfrey.
Godfrey
is... As the person that beat Elden Ring, could tell you for a fact, there's Godric, Godfrey, there's another G1. Don't know why they like G's. Don't know why they like G's. It's like your thing that has like L's for some reason and R's. Are you going to look it up?
I'm going to look it up.
Dude, look it up.
Godfrey is not in Elden Ring. It's Godfrey.
Oh, so sorry. Godfrey.
So, no, but here's the thing. Pizza. I was right.
Pizza.
I was right.
He likes to do semantics, right? Donald's, even though he doesn't know the difference between which "your" you have to use correctly in a sentence,
this
right?
If you say, Evan is gaslighting me.
If you say, do you use the correct "your" in sentences?
Sometimes, yes.
I like that you said. At least you acknowledge.
You know, I have a problem. It's not a problem. It's that I don't care when I'm texting to put apostrophe R-E. You know what I mean. Who gives two flying?
You should when you're posting TikTok clips.
Okay, you know what? That's fair.
Yeah, I see.
That's a very fair point. Okay, yeah. I have a tendency to misspell words because I write too fast and I do not double check. And I have been berated at length because of that.
Donald many times will like send me and Thalia like things being like, "Hey, I need to like do something for my job. Is my grammar correct here?" And we're like, I'm glad you said this. In this spot, it is not.
I send it to Evan, but no longer. I now send it to Thalia because she's just better at it. Like most things in this world. You chose a good fiance.
Thank you. I'm aware of that. You chose a good pair of socks today.
Thank you. I don't think you ever expressed what your final sense was. I don't need a lot of ifs, ands, or buts. Just like, give me which one you would lose and which one you would pick.
I said I like you would get rid of the smell, right? And I said that I would do hearing. Remember that I even said, and then you said, why do I sound like a predator?
So, fair. I think that hearing would be horrible.
You think me hearing things?
I think having a better sense of hearing would be horrible.
See, here's the thing, because I also thought that it could be bad too, because it's like, not like Professor X where you can read minds, but then you would just get over Superman. There we go.
Okay.
I got there. And you would just be overstimulated by the amount of things that you could have, right? But I also feel like with super sight, the same thing. Unless it's like a zoom lens and you can just purposely like choose what it is you're honing in on. Because if that's the case, that'd be dope, right? Just a built-in lens.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd just be like, nice.
So.
I'm glad that none of us said touch. What would we do with hide and touch? Feel the fibers in like a couch?
I mean, there's an argument to be hide and touch if it makes you feel now, like here's the ecstasy thing. More. But no. Let me finish.
My bad. I'm going to get you a shock collar, by the way.
Have you ever watched Encanto?
I've literally watched it with you.
Okay. There is an entire character that shows that having heightened hearing would be literally the worst life in the world.
I guess. Heightened taste would
everything,
be kind of cool, though.
Everything, especially in the place we live, would give you a headache. You would be so, like, muffled with sounds that you would go crazy.
But what about heightened taste? I feel like that'd be kind of cool.
Not
like, you can
me.
Really, like, you know that scene in Ratatouille where he, like takes a bite and, like, there's little, like, swirls.
Yeah. How you feel with just every existence and the sounds that you make.
That's different. I create those sounds. Those come from my brain. Not from around me.
I feel like they come from
I'm
your
not,
soul
what's
times.
This guy's name? Charlie Puth. That has a, it has
you
an
got
actual
this.
Name.
It's called Perfect Pitch.
Perfect Pitch?
Yeah.
That sounds more like a baseball term.
No, Perfect like Pitch perfect is a
pitch
song.
Or Pitch Perfect, the movie.
Again, I'm going to do an autopsy to figure out how your brain works.
Autopsy. Yeah, I like the five senses.
You like the five senses?
I like the five senses.
Okay.
I like Spidey
sense. I'm glad you like the five senses.
Spidey
sense.
What
were they
cool.
again?
The what?
What were the five senses?
I already said the five senses, you mother hugger. Spidey sense is a cool sense.
It's not real.
Says who? You know spiders actually have that, right?
Spiders just have a sense.
Yes. A literal spider sense that like goes off when they're in danger. That's cool. I wish I had that. Every time you try
sure
to hit me on the podcast,
I'm
I'd be like,
sure
no.
You're making that up.
I'm not. Because,
okay, so I'm right after this podcast going to go to the 50 spiders that are above your door just murder all of them.
I said that they have a sense to like know when danger's coming. Mm-hmm. I didn't say they were fast enough to move away from the danger.
I will take a video. I don't want to take a video of me killing
mosquitoes. Mosquitoes have like 30
like
eyes to like see when you're going to hit them. I still
don't
smack them.
Like killing spiders.
We didn't do the clap today.
I don't care. I actually don't like killing spiders.
Why?
Because like spiders, you know, are like nice creatures. They not the big ones that can bite you and kill you, but like just normal spiders take away most pests, mosquitoes and stuff like that. They're chilling in just a corner. They really don't have anything like bad about them. They're just like, you know, they just like to live their life and enjoy themselves. I don't know why people hate spiders so much.
Because it's an aesthetic thing. It's how they look. It's the same reason people don't like sharks, because they have like thousands
of teeth. People don't like sharks because Jaws came out and Jaws made people think that sharks were mean, and they're not. They're like puppies.
I'm really waiting for us to cut this scene right here to you like in your bathtub with a shark, like your pet shark, with like probably like a weird name, like Polytrides or something.
I'm not the one with the weird names. You are. We've already had an entire episode about this, that I would just name something normal and you'd name like it like Loki? A stupid thing.
Like
Loki is a normal
you
name.
You couldn't have picked like Bow Wow or like Clifford. Loki.
Loki is arguably the a Norse better name god than of Bow mischief. Wow and Clifford.
Clifford is a great name. I think when I see that giant red dog, he looks like a Clifford or a Tiberius. Be it cool. I hate when people name their small dogs.
We know.
Big dog names. We've already talked about this. Human names. Human names. That's another thing. I've said it. If I come to your house and I see a little tiny dog and you go, this is Stephanie, I'm not going to acknowledge your dog. Anyway, but when big dog names have small dog names and small dog names have big dog names, right? Like you're telling me if I walk in, I see this giant like mastiff, right? Yes. And they go, that's tiny. I'm going to go, nope.
That's not because that's irony and I love that. No. Okay? No. You are.
No.
Not the right person to ever ask about names. Or, you would name a dog a chicken, okay? No, I wouldn't.
I would name it something Greek. Dalia would name it chicken.
So
I would see this little tiny chihuahua and I would go, see right there? That's Achilles.
Okay. So you have a problem that I name my dog Loki.
Yeah, I just like Greek mythology more than Norse. Yeah, my bad, man. That's what I just don't, you know.
What?
Greek mythology is cooler.
Greek mythology is just you hyper-focused on one thing your entire childhood.
Nope, not true. It was all mythologies because I also like Egyptian mythology and Roman.
Okay.
Even though Roman
is... Who is the chief god in Egyptian mythology?
Ra. Did you think I wasn't going to...
I thought you were going to get it wrong.
Well, there's an argument to be made because there wasn't one primary Egyptian god. There were different gods that had different like sections where they followed. Arguably, Anubis is one of the coolest gods because Anubis wasn't evil like people really think. Yeah. He was more like a judge.
So when I mean what
Judge Anubis, I would watch that show.
God is because at one point in Egyptian, like in Egypt, they stopped believing in the many gods and started believing in just one chief god, the sun god Ra.
Yeah, Ra. You know who was a cool god in Greek mythology? Set. People thought he was evil.
In Greek mythology. Evil.
I said Greek, my bad, Egyptian mythology. Mm-hmm. We should make up our own random mythology. No, Nerd Slice mythology.
I'm good.
Who would be like the gods of Nerd Slice?
No, I do not want this to start because then you would name them like, nah.
Dono. Like, no, I'll keep the Dono. The god of cursing.
No.
Yeah.
Listen. I know I will fully admit on this podcast that I do curse a lot. I'm trying to get better.
It's why I bought a shock collar.
I'm trying to reform myself. But... I do not win against David.
I use the $10.
I do not win against David.
I use the $10 that we have earned from this podcast. I've used the $10 that I have earned in profits from this podcast to buy a shock collar. So every time you curse, we're just going to go boop.
So he used the profits that he has earned from all of our hard work to buy something stupid instead of paying
the team agreed that you needed it.
Penny that she deserves.
I bought the editor an empanada.
No, she bought you an empanada.
She bought me an empanada. But we all agree.
I fully want to say thank you to our editor and producer for coming in, having a spinach empanada, but going, hey, do you want an empanada? And everyone was like, yeah, of course I do. And she was like, spinach empanada. And he goes, way to ruin my day.
I didn't say way to ruin my day. Person. I said, why'd you get my hopes up? Right? Because I like spinach.
It's
I
don't a free like spinach empanada. Was it good?
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I
appreciate
it.
I appreciate it. And the
he
coffee.
He makes me the bad guy.
The coffee. This isn't coffee. I feel like this is deceptive because this is a coffee cup, but it's just water.
I also want to point something else out that I love about Evan, but it's just the funniest, most like neurodivergent thing. Evan bought that cup last week at a
farmer's market
that we went to. And I'm sure that this is like the third or fourth times he used it this week.
This is actually the first time I've used it. It's been in my cupboard.
Oh, so you had to bring it out for the podcast.
Yeah, I wanted to show off. Shout out to our artisans, our artists, our sculptors, I guess. Yeah, sculptors. for all the hard work they do. That's actually our real sponsor for today. In all honesty, creatives, right? We do creative stuff.
Do we?
Arguably.
I'm starting to doubt that. Arguably. I don't think this is creative.
I think this is just worse for humanity. Super creative. And obviously all you artists, poets, singers, guitarists.
Producers that don't get paid
producers
enough.
Producers that don't get paid hardly enough as they should. We and raise Tony. Our cups to you. Just Tony. Arguably the most creative out of all of us.
So, yes, thank you so much for creatives. While we're on this creative track, I really want to have a shout out moment for Tony. He's been the co-host whenever I'm gone. He'll probably show up in the next couple of weeks while I'm gone. I just want to give him a shout out because there's a new movie out in theaters right now called Civil War.
You guys should go see it.
It should. What it is? No. Have I seen the trailer? No. But apparently he's in it. Which, that's so cool.
I said that I didn't want to watch it in theaters. I want to wait till it comes on demand and us go frame by frame until we go, that's Tony.
We're totally going to do an episode for that. But I just want to give him a shout out because obviously all of us have had dreams of like doing creative work, doing like making movies, documentaries and stuff like that. And the fact that Tony is in a movie that is in theaters from A24.
I was about to say,
so cool. So, if you watch this podcast by chance and you wanna just like watch Civil War for the sheer fact that Anthony Aguayo is in that movie, we would really appreciate it because heck yeah, man, that's so cool. Listen, I am the first person that will always hype up someone when they do something. That's so cool that he's in a freaking movie.
You don't hype up my synesthesia.
No, because it is the bane of my existence. Because I exist with sounds that have no context or
you think,
need.
You know, as a person that like edits like a lot.
You were gonna say as an actor and I'm
no, I was
not.
Gonna say as an editor, but yes, you as don't an editor, edit this anymore.
I don't edit this anymore.
So but you know, you think but you I would get edit. Used to sounds.
I do. I live in them. I live with headphones
around. You live
around,
with sounds?
I live with headphones around my head as I edit thousands of different types of videos. But the fact is that there's so many videos of me just editing these podcasts and you just going, like, what is that?
I've actually never done that specific, like, tone with that specific sound. That sounded like a goat.
A dying
like a goat. Why did it have sheep. To be dying? Because why can't it just be having a good old-fashioned time?
Because it wouldn't have, you know?
To piggyback off him, yes, go give our friend some love. He worked really hard.
Civil War out in theaters right now, yes. An A24 flick.
Which, if we could ever get sponsored by A24, that'd be pretty cool.
It's not about being sponsored. They could just like shout them out too. That'd be cool.
Yeah, no, but I think an A24 sponsor would be pretty cool. They just give us a big budget.
It would be
to make
super
a
cool.
Horror film? Horror film?
Yeah, but we would need to make a horror film to show that we could. Why would they trust in us?
We have a horror film.
Yeah, every podcast we have ever released.
Nope. We have your music video. We have my very early YouTube channel from middle school. I'm sure we can pull up something from our editor
Evan,
and Tony.
Evan really no, I know Sophie has like three
cringe.
Or four things. And Tony is Tony, so I was about to punch the crap out of you.
Why?
We'll leave that for after.
Why?
But yeah, last time I'll say it. I'm just again, I didn't know about it, but Civil War out now. Yeah. Is there any movies that you've seen recently that have been pretty hyped for? Is there any movies coming out that you've been pretty hyped for? Is we're still on this movie train?
I think, but no, not by the time this
Monkey
episode. I want to see Monkey. I want to see Monkey so bad. I've been trying to get everyone to watch the freaking Monkey movie with me, and no one wants to see it. For those that don't know, listen, Godzilla X Kong just came out, right? Like a few like days ago, right? Listen, I don't think it's going to be like the greatest movie of all time, but I am such a sucker for like kaiju movies that I just want to see it. I just want to see Kong and Godzilla team up to fight another giant monster. That's all I want. I don't even care about the humans. You can take away all the humans. Give me Godzilla and Kong. Just like, I'm right. I'm left, right? Just fighting something. And I would love that. I eat that up. So yeah, I haven't watched that one. I watched the Spy Family movie. That's going to be pretty fun.
I didn't know the Spy Family movie was coming out. To stay on the monkey, I think that there's a meme to be made.
I never thought that's a sentence I would hear.
I think there's a meme to be made as you were just popping off about that. You and I personalities is definitely you monkey with just the Universal Godzilla movies, and then me over here with the Shin Godzilla movies. That's really our two personalities.
It's funny because like I would want to be Godzilla because you know Godzilla's cooler. But like I think you are Godzilla because in all of these movies it's Godzilla taking a nap, waking up because they're like, dude, why do I have to do this? And then going back to sleep.
Listen to me.
I know. I'm just saying if we had to pick, I
wasn't saying that either of us would be.
No, I know. I am saying that though.
Oh.
I am saying that you are scaly lizard Godzilla because half the time the movies Godzilla wakes up. Because something's happened. He goes, I don't want to do this, but I have to, right? And then he like Fs off and like goes back to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And then it's monkey, right? Just doing monkey things and being like, I need you.
And then Lizard comes out and solves the problem and then goes back to sleep.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't pay attention, bro.
I don't
Apparently he doesn't have normal hearing, not even super hearing. Yes. Terrible. Terrible.
So let's the Spy Family movie. When's the Haikyuu movie coming out? I'm just... by the way, this is just me trying to figure out when movies are coming out because Dono doesn't know.
I
Dono
believe
doesn't look at trailers.
Next
Dono doesn't look at anything.
November,
like that.
I believe. Like next in November? A few months. Yeah.
I was hoping it came out earlier.
Well, it comes out... You want to just go to Japan? Comes out in May in Japan.
Yes. I would love to go to Japan. I would love to go to Japan.
Well, you looked at me as if that was the most... The movie comes out in Japan in May, but internationally, in American theaters, it comes out much later.
Okay.
As it is normal for movies that air in Japan.
I want you to know what my brain was processing in that moment. It was like a bunch of math problems. Do you know Japanese?
I do.
Okay. He doesn't know Japanese. He's a liar.
Arigato.
That is the most...
Itadakimasu. Means thanks for the food. Arguably, I can travel all Japan with just those two words.
You can't watch Spy Family, Haikyuu in theaters in Japanese.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can. Do you know the words that have the anime songs that you listen to?
No.
No, but they're bops, right?
Yes. Just because they're bops doesn't mean you will understand what they are.
I will still understand what's happening. I can have context clues. When he spikes the ball, fun fact, though, I don't need him to say, I'm going to spike the ball. He just spikes the ball. Haikyuu is the worst example you could have picked for this. If you would have picked, like, could you watch the Spy Family movie in Japanese? I would have been like, no. I would have just seen Anya be like, Anya, Araya, ba. And that's it. And I'd be like, what just happened?
Hey, so you could fully do the same thing in May. It's called reading the manga. It would do the same shit.
I read all the Haikyuu manga.
Okay, then why are you going to go watch it animated and be like, there's going to be a moment that he's in his head doing a bunch of things. You're going to be like, that's a shot of Hinata.
Hey, ready? You ready for this?
It's still a shot of Hinata.
Hey.
He's running! Yay!
You ready for this? Why do you watch half the things you do that are based off other things?
Because I can understand them, and in understanding them, I can actually
enjoy. So you're saying
them.
Things only have meaning to you if you've already experienced it beforehand?
No.
You can't just...
Where the heck did you get that from?
You can't just enjoy a thing without having to go into the, well, if I already read it, I can't. You've done several podcasts with me. Does that mean you can't do more podcasts?
I'm going to let him finish his thing. I never said that I have to watch something before to enjoy it. I'm just
saying, but if you read the manga already, why are you going to watch the movie? If you already took a shit yesterday, why are you going to take a shit today, Tono?
But your argument infringes on the entire point that I was trying to make.
Infringes? Why can't you use a normal Gen Z word or a millennial word? Fringes, syntax. What's the one that we always use that everyone says we always use? Caveat. Why can't you just say yo, hip? What's another lit? Cap.
Ka-chow.
Hit the gritty. Hit the gritty every so often. I've never seen you hit the gritty.
I've never hit the gritty because I'm not a Gen Zer.
Let's just move
Why
on.
Why would I ever... You could.
Let's just move on to questions of the day.
Okay.
Let's just move on to questions of the day.
Do you have questions of the day?
I do have questions of the day. I'm prepared. You don't think I am, but I am. You think my brain is empty. My brain's not empty. I'm just a little eepy sometimes. Okay.
So you actually are prepared for the questions of the day today?
No. But, you know.
Okay.
All right. You know, sometimes you just got to be okay. I did come up with some questions.
Does Godzilla have a theme song?
Oh, is that what you want me to?
Yes, the questions of the day.
He doesn't. He has his. I can do. I'm trying to think other.
Just
monster.
Do God,
I can do Monster
just,
Mash.
No, just do questions of the
day. Questions of the day. Sure. Questions of the day. Of the day. Questions of the day. That would have been good for October. Why didn't you ask me that in October?
I didn't ask you to do the Monster Mash. You just kind of did that on your own.
I asked you guys. You know what? What if there was a sixth sense? What sixth sense would you guys like to have? Because I preemptively know all these things because you don't think I do. But I do. I knew we were going to talk about Dev. I know everything. I know what you're going to say in exactly 3 seconds. You're going to go, you're dumb.
You are so smart.
Oh my God, I broke the matrix. So I asked you guys, right? And we got some answers here. This first one here comes from our editor.
Okay.
Which is the sense to know when there is danger. That feels... So like spider sense, like I, yeah, that so feels
danger
fitting.
Sense.
I feel like that's fitting because there, I, you know, I feel like there's a lot of times where she thinks she's in danger, but she's not in danger. But if she is in danger, she would know.
So it would be a good sense, but here's the thing. I'm like you are so rarely in danger on a normal basis that it would just not be useful.
Also, what do we define as danger? What's up, danger? Is a song from Spider-Man and is also the same question I have. How do we know what do you define as danger?
Just being on this podcast, apparently, because you break my brain on a fundamental level every single time.
And if you had spider sense, you would know that.
Maybe if I had spider sense, I just wouldn't show up anymore.
It's kind of mean. Why would you do that?
Because if I'm in danger every time we have this podcast.
Time? Do you not enjoy our time
together? You are a like funnel of metaphysical.
Thank you. I think you're a fun guy too.
Destruction to my brain.
I think you're a fun guy too. Not the mushroom, just an actual fun guy. Fun to be around. He's good at he's
danger
good
sense
at,
is cool.
He's good at
can we move on.
Okay, fine. This next one here is the sense to taste when something's expired. I feel like that's just normal taste.
Yeah.
Well,
I fully like no, because had I feel, a drink of expired milk and been like, no.
I feel like wow. No, but I feel like there's some foods that you can't fully taste when they're expired. Like no. Milk, yes. Milk, bro, you when you open up the carton, you know it's expired. Yeah.
That's very true. If you open up the carton, no, because you could have like 2 days since its expiration and it won't smell that bad yet. And when you're poor, it won't smell like anything other than milk.
Or if you got rid of your sense of taste, you wouldn't really know it was expired.
Yeah.
Which I feel like it has.
Of the two, danger sense and taste or expiration. Danger sense is cooler.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little spider sense. Do you think your body would react like Spider-Man?
No.
You would just go like, I'm in danger and then get run over.
Nope.
That seems kind of...
Listen, I put myself in danger every time I appear on this podcast. You think I have a good sense of self?
This next one here comes from Aesthetica fashion sense. I feel like she already has fashion sense.
I feel like
sense.
That's a bit of a roast to you and I.
I don't think she's saying that we would have that.
She's saying we need fashion sense.
No, I think our fashion's great as I sit here in my joggers and Critical Role t-shirt.
Yes. Yeah. And hey, I also want to say I'm very proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Because today you're not in a tank top and then
I like a tank top. Tank top is the most versatile like shirt, arguably. You can wear it as an undershirt. Okay. You can wear it as like an actual undershirt. Uh-huh. So like if you button up a shirt and you sweat
it
a lot.
And look like you're going to beat your wife.
I don't know where that stereotype came
Me
from.
Me neither. But I feel like it's a very funny thing.
I think it's
that
just
called
coincidentally. It's just coincidentally a lot of people wore tank tops when they were beating up people.
Okay.
But that doesn't justify, right? Because perfect example, if a lot of people beat up people while they're wearing white socks, why is that not stereotyped?
Because it happened in...
Why can't they be called sock beaters?
On. You only wear tank tops and then you beat your wife. So
I don't.
Just
I beat you.
You beat me.
Yeah.
Yes.
In every video game we've ever played.
Nope. Not even close.
Yep. Mario Kart, destroy you.
Nope,
Smash Bros,
I beat you.
Destroy you.
Nope, David did.
Well, I destroyed you first.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
I destroyed you first. And then David destroyed us both. I would like fashion sense. I'm trying to. I would like fashion a fashion game. Sense. I'm trying too. To get better at it.
I suck at it.
He does.
Yeah,
he does. It's okay. We got some good Timmy Turner memes out of it.
He did me. Turner. He did a me. He did a Timmy. Me. We've made it.
No, because we've I don't made say it. Names. I don't. You don't say names wrong. You just forget who they are.
No. I have a thing that when I speak too quickly, I mumble through words and then completely just butcher
it's them. Almost like your mouth is too slow for your brain.
No, it's almost like
or my is your brain too fast for yes. your mouth?
Too, for me, period.
This last one here, once again, comes from our editor, Sophie. The sense to know when to give up.
I want that one.
That one seems... I feel like you and I have that one, though.
No, like we got that we one. Suck. No. That's the end of that sentence. No,
I think we're great. No, I think we're fantastic.
I think hey. We give up way before we should. All the time. This is the only thing we haven't given up. But it'd be very funny if one of us had that sense and then we were like, you know, I think we should stop.
I think it's time. I think we're going to get canceled because you know that one person said, how dare you not pick getting rid of sense of touch, you know, and you know that they're going to try to.
That's going to be the hill they die on.
That's going to be the hill that they die on.
But what if? Nope. I'm deciding not to be problematic today. You. I'll be problematic on the next podcast.
Thank you. I feel like. You die on a lot of hills.
I'm just trying to die.
It's been a while since you said something like that. Yes. And that's where we're going to end it. Thank you guys, as always. It's
a morbid place to end it. I don't want to die. I'm actually super tired. Not suicidal, just tired. But if the middle of this year has been a lot, because is it the middle of the year?
Already? I don't think it's... It's about to be like about the middle. We're year. Like getting there.
We're about almost halfway through the year. I hope the year has been good to you. If it hasn't, we still have suck a whole year to go. I don't know why I'm getting sentimental at the end. Love you guys. I'll see you guys in the next episode or not. Maybe I'll be in Paris by this time. So bye.
Bye.